Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
Hi there. I was looking for information about becoming a political science major.
Sure. We have some brochures right here.
Thanks, but could I ask you a few questions?
No problem. Fire away.
Are there many requirements for political science?
Not really. Just you must take political science 1 and 2, a general history class, and a writing seminar.
I thought you had to take economics too.
Not for the general political science program. But there are a couple of specialized programs that have additional requirements.
Oh, really? What are they?
Well, there is the International Relations program. It is more interdisciplinary, so it requires economics and a second history credit. The two history credits have to be in different regions. There is also the Honors Political Science program. To get into that, you need to take the same economics class as the International Relations program and a special political science seminar. And you need to maintain over a B average in all those required courses.
Wow, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, not many people are qualified for the honors program. That's why it's considered more prestigious, I guess.
Is that all?
No. You also have to complete this form listing all the political science and related credits you have already taken or plan to take, and get the department chair to sign off on it.
Ugh, this is really a lot of work.
Yeah, but everyone has to do it. It's not different from any other majors. The department wants to know that you've thought about your major carefully and thoroughly, and that all the students are being realistic in their expectations.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Hey, Clara. Got a minute?
Oh, hi, Will. Sure, I've got plenty of time. What's the matter?
Did you see the poster saying that our debate club meeting tonight had been moved?
Oh, yes. You didn't get the email?
My computer hasn't been working these few days, so I can't get access to my mailbox. Anyway, why has it been moved?
That whole wing of the Student Union building is getting repainted today, so it's off limits until the paint dries, vented properly, and the workers clean everything up.
It's about time. The club offices in the student building have been looking run down for quite a while now. A new paint job would do them a world of good.
And the rooms are going to be repainted in a lighter color, too. That old paint was too dark and depressing.
A lighter color would help everything look bigger, too. Our debate club could use that.
Yeah, but we need more than just light paint. We've grown too big for that little room. We really need to move into a bigger place.
Any chance of that happening?
Not that I know of. Except for tonight, that is. Just for this once. We'll be meeting downstairs in Turner Auditorium.
That place is huge. Way too big for us.
I know, but it was the only place available tonight. And it was either there or else cancel the meeting altogether.
I guess it's better than canceling. Although, to be honest, I could use another week to prepare for my speech. I've been really busy with my classes lately.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
Science fiction is very popular these days, in books, in movies, and on TV. Unfortunately, popular science fiction is often a lot more fiction and not so much science. One of the most common problems is science fiction's fascination with faster-than-light travel. We know that is impossible as it violates Einstein's basic theory of space and time. But on Star Trek and other science fiction shows, spaceships jump from star to star and galaxy to galaxy like you or I might want to drive to another city. In truth, the closest star to Earth, Proxima Centauri, is over 3 light-years away. That means traveling at the speed of light, the fastest speed anyone theoretically could travel. It would take 3 years to make it to our nearest neighbor. Other stars and galaxies are routinely thousands and millions of light-years away, making intergalactic travel an impossibility. Even if we grant that such space travel somehow was possible, there is no shortage of other errors in popular science fiction. In Star Wars and other films, spaceships swoop across the screen with their Their engines emitting a great roar. However, since space is a void, sound waves cannot travel. There is no sound in space. It is utterly silent. Gravity is another mystery in these films. Gravity depends mostly on mass. Spaceships are tiny compared to the mass of Earth. In space, there should be practically no gravity. And yet people in science fiction routinely walk around on their spaceships in space as comfortably as they would on Earth. That said, there have been a few scarce films that bothered to portray the science of spaceflight somewhat realistically. In 2001, A Space Odyssey, the ship must rotate to create artificial gravity. Outside the spaceship, there is total silence, and the voyage from Earth to Jupiter takes many months. But such films are the exception, not the rule. While science fiction may be enjoyable, you should look elsewhere to learn about science.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.